Hello, people, and welcome to Stories by Sneha. I'm Sneha Atrekar, your host and the writer of this series, and our story today is Crushed.
Jay, check this out. Both of your chicks are here.
Priyanka screamed in at 9 a.m. as she stood at the door of the classroom. In a fraction of a minute, a tall boy with an average build peeped out of the classroom and beheld the two girls outside with a pesky smile.
What?
Sonia looked at Nimmi, amazed as they both walked away from the classroom towards 9C.
Both?
Nimmi rolled her eyes.
What do you expect from that guy? Damn, I don't understand this. I have been exchanging these I despise you looks with him all this while because he's been irritating you and I'm his new chick?
Sonia said in disbelief. Jay was a new admission to school and a spoiled brat. In no time, he earned the tag of the Casanova of the 9th grade after having moved on from his rumored affair with Reema. Back in the 90s, in the absence of cell phones and social networking sites, gossip was the main source of entertainment apart from cable TV. Having a crush on someone in school was in itself such a huge thing that carrying on with someone was inevitably categorized as taboo. Reema was a recluse. An average student, she barely had any friends. While the other girls in the class were still coming to terms with their developing physical attributes, Reema already stood tall at 5'7". She had the slender body with curves and bends in the right places. She was the Tina from Kuch Kuch Hota Hai to the rest of the Anjali's of the class. The gossip mongers claimed they had seen Jay and Reema frequent this famous pastry shop right outside school after school hours. It continued for a few days, weeks. It stopped after some time. And the grapevine had it, Jay was done with Reema. He was on a fresh hunt now. Sonia never understood the done with Reema account throughout her time at school. Most of them were bus students. The bus routes were numbered as per different locations of the city. Nimmi and Jay would board the same school bus to and from home. When Nimmi told Sonia that Jay had begun to leer at her during the bus journey every day and it annoyed her, Sonia took it upon her as a moral responsibility towards her best friend to hurl snarling looks at Jay. Whenever he would pass by in the school corridors during assembly or recess time, she would look at him with all the disgust in her eyes and then mumble a few foul words. Jay moved on from Nimmi. Within a few days, the whole of the 9th grade knew he was smitten with Sonia. Sonia was a lead in the school choir and every morning began with her prayers through the announcement system in the principal's office. After the assembly, when she would head towards her classroom, queues of boys returning from the assembly hall would sing songs for her when Jay was around.
"Not all Indians are my brothers and sisters,"
she would hear someone say. Paper rockets began to land on Sonia when she would pass by the entrance of 9A. After the recess time, she would find a chocolate kept on her bench almost every day. Initially, Sonia was extremely infuriated with all the attention. In a few days, however, a baffled 15-year-old within her started to find it all very flattering. Nimmi was the one who caught Sonia responding to Jay's glued stare on her when they went for a school trip to Mahabaleshwar and began teasing her.
"You like Jay. Of all people, you like Jay."
Sonia went pink in the face and looked away. Nimmi and Sonia were an inseparable pair since a few years now. Jay or any other guy was the last thing Sonia would have wanted their friendship to get impacted by.
"Are you crazy? Keep him. He's all yours. I never felt anything like that for him. In fact, you."
Nimmi laughed. Sonia was relieved. However, there was no interaction between them apart from the eye games Jay played with Sonia. A few developments happened during their 7-day trip at Mahabaleshwar. One of the days when Sonia was in the queue for lunch, Jay joined the queue after her. The foodie that she was, Sonia had filled her plate with a lot of foodstuff. When she turned around to move to a table, she went red with embarrassment as Jay stared right back at her.
"This one's for Nimmi,"
she said and bit her lip.
"Do you want me to help you get your plate too?"
Jay smiled at Sonia. Sonia broke in cold sweat and nodded in negative.
"No thanks, I'll manage."
She ran back to where Nimi was already seated with a plate and hurriedly exchanged their plates, whispering to Nimi about what had just happened. Nimi chuckled.
Oh, do you want me to help you get your plate, Sonia?
Sonia blushed. Jay and Sonia had their share of sweet interactions throughout the trip. The other girls in the class had begun gossiping by now. Sonia was the hot topic on every tongue. It had been a study tour, and they had been learning horse riding as a part of the curriculum every morning. On one of the days, Sonia fell off a galloping horse and bruised one of her shoulders. When the news reached Jay, he sent over his friend Priyanka to inquire.
I'm fine, just a few bruises,
Sonia told Priyanka, with her eyes struggling to not look at Jay, sitting at the next breakfast table in the hotel's cafe. Priyanka leaned towards her next and asked,
What's with Jay and you?
Sonia had not expected this question. She looked up at Priyanka but did not say anything. Priyanka tittered further.
You have a crush on him, don't you?
Before Sonia could react in any way, Priyanka turned around towards Jay and shouted loud enough for three tables around them to hear her.
Jay, Sonia has a crush on you.
What? No, I didn't say that.
Sonia looked angrily at the giggling girl, feeling like a fish out of water. An equally flummoxed Nimmi watched on with her mouth wide open while the students around them began to cheer.
Tell her I have a Mirinda on her,
Jay cackled.
That was the silliest thing he has ever said. What made you fall for him?
Nimmi had not stopped laughing even after they were back in their room after breakfast. Sonia frowned and sprawled onto the bed and shut her eyes with her palms.
What's wrong with that girl? Why did she do that? Now it's so embarrassing to be around him. He should be embarrassed about what he said. Mirinda, yikes, did he even think that was anything close to being witty?
Nimmi laughed again.
Shut up, Nimmi. He's so cute, yeah. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Sonia grinned.
In this case, both the cover and the content are like a square peg in a round hole.
Nimmi sniggered. The alleged affair of the year continued post the trip for a few more months. The gawking continued and so did the chocolate therapy. Even while they hardly spoke to each other for the whole year in the school, Jay and Sonia were a couple. Jay did not rubberneck at any other girl and no other guy dared to try their luck with Sonia. When the term finished, both of them were visibly upset on the last day of their exams before the summer vacation. Yet, there were no words exchanged. None of them even had the other's phone numbers. Those were the days when having a landline in your house was a luxury. Sonia tried looking up the telephone directory for all the Mehtas based in Parla and made blank calls on a few numbers hoping to hit the jackpot in vain. Both of them happily returned to school for their final year of the 10th grade. It was only at the time of the annual sports day that something rocked the boat. Sonia was someone who had this intense urge of winning in whatever she participated. Especially since this was the last year at school, she wanted a blue house to win the trophy for the tug of war between the houses. The event was being hosted at a huge stadium. Jay made sure he was always around Sonia with his gang of friends throughout the day. An hour before the tug of war, their teachers distributed packets of Glucon-D to one person from every house, blue, green, red, yellow, for the participants. Sonia was one of these people who sat with a packet of Glucon-D in her hand at the bottom of one of the stands at the venue. Jay and his group of friends sat right behind Sonia on one of the top podiums of the stand. The minute he saw the teachers walking away from Sonia, Jay raced down to her and stood right in front of her. Sonia stood up with a start.
Give it here,
Jay said, pointing at the Glucon-D in her hands. In a reflex response, Sonia walked a step away from Jay, put her hand holding the Glucon-D packet right behind her back, and frowned at Jay.
This is for the blue house.
Jay went red with embarrassment as the blush of boys sitting up behind him cracked up into a loud laughter and booed. Apparently, Jay had a bet with his friends that he would get the packet from Sonia, and he felt thrown under the bus by Sonia's instinctive refusal. He looked miserably ticked off. Turning away from Sonia, he walked back up to the stands. Nimmi could not stop laughing. Sonia nudged her. Shh. But Nimi continued to giggle.
First crush, then Mirinda, now Glucon-D. You killed him. He's from the Red House, na? I can't be disloyal to my house. So what if he likes me?
Sonia scowled. That was the end of their story. Jay never spoke to Sonia again. Sonia would sometimes hope for a change in his behavior, but she had hurt his ego brutally. He would make a grumpy face at her and walk away whenever they crossed paths. In a few days, Sonia gave up on hoping this would change. Life moved on. For the rest of the class, though, who had not witnessed this epic episode, after Reema, Jay was now done with Sonia. Hey, I hope you like the story. If you like my podcast, please don't forget to subscribe to Stories by Sneha. You can follow me on my Instagram handle at the.agathist. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.